Random House Audio presents Let's Just Say It Wasn't Pretty, written and read for you by Diane Keaton.
This book is for all the women who can't get to write without being wrong. Introduction. Wrong is right. I've always loved independent women, outspoken women, eccentric women, funny women, flawed women. When someone says about a woman, "I'm sorry, that's just wrong," I tend to think she must be doing something right. Take Diana Vreeland, the legendary editor-in-chief of Vogue. Vreeland was many things, but a classic beauty wasn't one of them. Her mother called her my ugly little monster. Guess what? That didn't get in her way. Oh, no. Vreeland paraded around with a head of glossy, pitch-black hair until the day she died at age 85. She defied every rule of aging gracefully. She thrived in the big-time world of beauty, yet was not enslaved by it. Diana conjured a world where you've got to have style. It helps you get down the stairs. It helps you get up in the morning. It's a way of life, and without it, you're nobody. I respect women who aren't afraid to push the envelope. Women who are inappropriate, women who do what you aren't supposed to do, women like Katharine Hepburn. Didn't she wear pants under a tunic to the Academy Awards? No gown, no jewels, no stylist, no posing on the red carpet? Outrageous. And what about 27-year-old Lena Dunham, who has redefined what a star can look like? I think she's one of the most beautiful women on TV. Her HBO series, Girls, has hit a raw nerve with some reviewers. Quote, "One reason that Girls is unsettling is that it is an acerbic, deadpan reminder."